This is the Live on Purpose podcast with me, PBE, Ready to Thrive, episode 25.
Welcome to the Live on Purpose podcast, where stuff doesn't just fall in your lap because success is not an accident. And now, here's your host, a guy who makes the mistakes so you don't have to, Paul Evans.
What's happening, pro? You've heard me say for years that success is not an accident, and that seems like one of those nice cliches, but it's actually true. I remember I was probably in about fourth grade, and I've always been short or smallish. I remember my sister putting me in a suitcase, zipping it up, and sliding it under my bed. That was not an accident. She did that on purpose. And that's really the theme of this episode, is that we've got to start doing things on purpose, to actually live on purpose. Not long ago, I had breakfast with one of my buddies, John, and it was sort of a mid-year goal update slash revival, you know, get back on fire. We got off on the tangent about the meaning of life, living your purpose, and other such things that are very intangible and hard to really know at times. You see, living your purpose can be difficult because you can spend your entire lifetime searching for your purpose. You know, that thing that makes us feel like we're super special and unique and different from everybody else. And everybody else, it seems like, talks about their purpose, and we don't seem to have one. My question is, can such a thing even be found? There are a handful of people that really know, hey, this is my purpose, my reason for existence. And a lot of us never actually find that thing. And by that, I mean the thing, the one thing that is advertised so much. But don't let that get you down. That should not depress you, because you and I, we can live on purpose right now, today, this second. So here are some thoughts that John and I came up with, and maybe they'll strike a chord with you and be helpful to your achievement regardless of your goal. Number one is to actually live on purpose. Stop being an accident waiting to happen. I'm a firm believer that you should be able to lay down at night and know that you added value to the world. This might seem silly, but the tip that I left the waitress that morning, for example, guess what? She's better off because of it. I left the tip on purpose. A tip she would be grateful for. A tip that lets me rest easy at night for having made another's life a little bit better. Now, I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying that we can do some very simple things intentionally on purpose to make an impact and to make a difference. You don't have to be Mother Teresa to live a meaningful life. You only have to be intentional with the lives around you. Live on purpose. Secondly, plan on purpose. Scheduling your week is not just so your calendar is full, so that you look like you're being productive. Have purpose associated with every activity and every task. For example, walk for an hour is much different than walk for an hour, burn 400 calories, and work toward becoming a machine so I can play for hours with my kids without collapsing. You know, that's totally different, right? Walk for an hour can be very simple and can be a great calendar item, but walk for an hour and burn 400 calories and work toward becoming a machine. Wow, totally different, right? One of those is a plan, and one is a plan on purpose. I bet you can figure out which is which. Start on purpose. Let's say you have a job. Let's say you just sort of waltz in every morning like you did the day before. Let's say that you don't find a lot of meaning in your job and you're frustrated about it. This is all hypothetical. Start on purpose. Assign yourself a task to perform right when you get to the office, something you're going to do right out of the gate. This wipes out the mindless start that searches for something to do. It avoids the "what should I be working on?" You see, within 5 minutes of punching in, you can know that you're living on purpose because you started on purpose. And you can literally use this in every single area: meals, exercise, work, play, relationships, goals, you name it. Start on purpose. And now, stay on purpose. We all drift. We all start strong and then get soft. It's not enough to remind yourself of your goals each day. It's not enough to review your plan. You have to know the reasons that anchor your goals. In my 5-stone training, I talk about a cornerstone. That's your reason why, and it's super important. You stay on purpose when you engage in action with specific reason. Back to an earlier example. Let's say that I want to skip my workout. The reason, cornerstone, for the workout is so I can get in shape and play for hours with my kids. If I don't face that on purpose, then I will probably skip the workout, grab some donuts. However, if I think I'm choosing donuts over my kids, that's totally different. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. Because the purpose of the workout is so much bigger than donuts, right? So, summary. If you'll plan on purpose, start on purpose, and stay on purpose, you will live on purpose.
You've been listening to the Live on Purpose podcast. Head on over to paulbevans.com and get your free Achieve Anything checklist. It'll help you get more done in less time. paulbevans.com. Success is not an accident.